quarter past three. This is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Sunny Meng. It's 10 degrees, warm and sunny outside our Israel studio. Prince Philip is arriving in Toronto today for a short royal visit. Governor General David Johnson is to welcome the Duke of Edinburgh this afternoon. Tomorrow, Prince Philip will meet Ontario Premier Catherine Wayne and Lieutenant Governor David Olney at the provincial legislature. He will then present a new regimental to the 3rd Battalion of the Royal Canadian Regiment at Queen's Park. Toronto Zoo reached a tentative labor deal with about 400 union workers early this morning. The sites passed the midnight deadline and continued to bargain to reach an agreement last night. The union said the key issues in discussion include sick pay, benefits, and job security. Therefore, no strike or lockout will endanger the Panda Exhibit opening next month. Two separate homicides happened in Toronto last night. A 28-year-old died after being stabbed in an apartment building near Yonge Street and Sheppard Avenue West in North York. Police said two armed suspects entered the apartment with four people in it at the time. Police are also investigating a homicide in Scarborough. A man in his 20s died after being shot in the Old Finch and Morningside Avenue area. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's identity have not been yet released. Police investigations are still ongoing. Turning to the sport, the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Florida Panthers 2-0 last night. Phil Kessel scored two goals for Toronto. This year, the Maple Leafs get in the playoffs for the first time over the past 9 years. The Toronto Blue Jays announced this morning that Josh Johnson will miss today's start against New York Yankees due to his injuries. Aaron Levy will take the place tonight. He made 16 starts for the Blue Jays last year, but he was not retained. And in entertainment, country singer George Jones had died at the age of 81. He was hospitalized with fever and irregular blood pressure last week. Jones had been selected into Country Music Hall of Fame. His masterpieces include She Thinks I Still Care and He Stopped Loving Her Today. At last, let's have a young Scarborough band to heal our broken heart. Equipped with their instruments, their voices, and a vision, two young musicians prove that life and music make the greatest teachers. Their unique sound has slowly opened in the ears of Toronto music scene. Observer Radio News' Joanne Marangana reports.
Playwrights are two young musicians in Toronto who found music and life outside of school as their greatest teachers. Silk Lorena, one half of Playwrights, did not continue school after graduating high school. It was a difficult decision, but he admits that the risk was necessary to pursue his dreams.
It's like, once you find that you can do something like without being pushed by someone else and you wanted to do it like on your own, that's like the best thing, you know what I mean? So it was just a hobby at first, and I met Angela, and it was like success throughout the summer that made me realize, you know what, like we probably have something going on around here.
Playwrights was created in 2011 when Lorena and Angela Bernica collaborated on their new song. With two distinct styles of music, it was hard at first for the duo to fuse their genres together. Lorena adds a more hip-hop feel to the music with its raps, while Bernica adds the soulful and sometimes folky sound to their songs.
But when I start a song, like I'll really write something that really like speaks to me, and then it'll be challenging for Silk to obviously like get into that exact mind state.
Right.
Same as, so like, if he was to write his songs, like, I won't fully be there.
As playwrights slowly find their place in the music scene, people can expect to hear different sounds that only they can provide. Joanne Marana, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Sunling Meng.